Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Vav Omud Aleph. And we have the schus of finishing this very long and complex and interesting Simen Lamed Beis. We begin at the very bottom of Nun Hey Omud Beis with the last sif there, Nun. The Mechaber writes, Ein liknos gidim me'eno Yehudi, mishum d'chayshinon shemo shel behemot me'ehem. One is not allowed to purchase these gidim, these sinews that you're using to stitch up the tefillin from a non-Jewish person, because we're concerned that he may take them from a non-kosher species of animal. As we learned in yesterday's shir, it must be taken from a kosher animal, even if that particular animal couldn't be eaten because it was an avela or trefa, but it must be from a kosher species. And here we're concerned that the non-Jewish person going to sell us gidim from a non-kosher animal. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Reish Chav Hey writes, V'davka, this is only true, Kishuhu holech lebatei anochim liknos mehem gidim, when you go to their store to go and purchase these gidim from them. And, V'gam yadua lo shemiktsas min anochim hanotlin hagidim mebehem atzmeya. And you know that some of them are taken from non-kosher animals, such as a pig or a horse. Lochein af alpi sharov notlin mitahori, even though the majority are actually made from cows or other kosher animals, since over here, kiven shu holech etzol nochri b'shar shem kvuin b'vateim, since you're going to their store, and that's what's called a kavua place, a set place, ein holchem acharov. We don't have the principle that you go after the majority, but since this is a principle called kavua kemechs al mechzodomi, when it's in a set place, we don't view it as a majority, we view the suffix, even if it's really 80-20, as being 50-50, and therefore you have to presume 50-50 chance that this is from a non-kosher animal, and you can't purchase this from the non-Jewish person. However, im ha'oved gilulim hevi lashuk, but if he were to bring it to your store or to some other place, then we can go after the principle of the majority, mutu liknos mimenu, and if you know for certain that the majority from cow and only a small percentage, maybe from a horse or a pig or something like that, then it would be permissible to purchase for them, because here we go from the principle, shekivin sheperash, it's separated from its kavua place, mikviyoso, aminon, to call the parish, miruba parish, we go after the rule that something that is separated from its majority, and therefore one has the halachic right to purchase this from the non-Jewish person. However, this is only true in lo shemochrin sham b'shuk b'chonios oschozin kivusin. Unless it's their store, and then we have the same principle as before. This now is a kavua place, and we go by 50-50 automatically. Likewise, v'chein in ein yadua shemiktsos and notlin osomi behem etzmeya. Likewise, if you don't know that they take it from non-kosher animals, gamkei mutaliknos mihem b'cholinyan, then you are allowed to purchase them from as well from a non-Jewish person as well, because shirov gidin hemi behem ustoros, because the vast majority of such sinews are taken from kosher animals. Avkoze begidin sheinon tvuyin, but this is only when you're talking about the untwisted, unspun types of sinews. Avo begidim tvuyin, but if they are twisted, that has to be done, as we said before, l'shem mitzvah tvilin. Das amogin avram, the also liknos mehem afilu hu yodeya shem mehem is tori, even you know for certain it's from a cow, from a kosher species, it's no good. Shekivan shu aloch lamosh misina it tzor shetihi asiyosun l'shmo, since it must be twisted, l'shem mitzvah tvilin, and that is aloch lamosh misina, according to this opinion, it wouldn't be good. Utviyas agidin zuhi asiyosun, they're talking about the making it over here, that's it's twisting it, it's spinning it over here, but nachum lav b'nei shmo ninu, and they can't do it by definition. However, Kvarkosavnu de El Yeraba and the Prima Gadim Ifakvikin Iboy Klal Bazet Tfil Lishma. Others disagree with this Magen Avraham and don't require this be Lishma. According to them, we can follow the rules that we've outlined here of Kol Kavua Kemechtsu Mechtsudami or Kol Porish Midiruba Porish. The Mechaber continues, Mekom she'en gidin mitzuyin, if you don't have these sinews easily available, then an alternative would be tofrin b'teliandroj, she'osin min ha'kilof, achi yizdamnu lehem gidim. You can go and stitch with the tendons that come off of the cloth itself until you find proper gidim, and then when you have the proper gidim, you replace them. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Reish Chavav writes, these teliandroj are hemchutin hanasim in a cloth. They're the strands or the tendons, if you wish, that come off of the cloth. Ubimakom hatrach, when you have no choice, svirulei kivim deminohu, since it is also hide, it's from the part of the animal, hem kigidimatz, when they have the same halachic status as the sinews themselves, uksheim, and you would be able to write sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzos with such stitches. However, in Sivkot and Reish Chav Zayin, he writes that once you have them, you should change them. Kidei shelo lispatim mitzvah tefillin. We only allow you to use these when you have no choice in order not to forget about the mitzvah tefillin. However, kishiz damin lo gidim. At here in v'yitvor begidim. Once you have gidim, you should undo the stitching with these cloth like strings, and instead now put in sinews. Others, specifically he brings down here, the Nodeb Yehuda, say that one cannot be yotzei in this fashion with these strings of the cloth, even in extenuating circumstances. Because it's Aloch L'Moshe Mi-Sinai that you need Gidin. And these Tiandarush are who? Shu'aklap. They're really hide, and they're not over here sinews. The Or L'Tvi L'Lo Shemanu. And we never heard that you can use a hide for stitching. L'Fizeh, according to these poskim, if you have no choice over here, put them on your tefillin, but don't make a bracha. Likewise, if you use a small intestinal strings over here to use, they're dried up, and they can be like strings, like chutin, like threads, you shouldn't use them as well. You need to use gidim. Furthermore, you shouldn't use from a kosher bird any sort of sinews. Because we don't know in a bird what are called over here these gidin, what are called chutin, some sort of string, others called vridim, some sort of vein, and we require gidin bedavka, and therefore one should use what we call gidin from an animal, from a cow as we spoke out, in the most preferable way. Sif Nun Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Yitfor Shalosha Tfiros B'chol Tzad. When you're stitching up the tetura to the bias, you put 3 stitches on each side, a total of 12 stitches altogether. The Chut HaTfiri Yesovi Mishtei Ruchos, and it goes through and through the tetura from the top side to the bottom side, and this way you surround the entire tetura both on the top and on the bottom. The Yavir Chut HaTfira Bein Kobayis Ubayis. And on the Shel Rosh, we have the 4 compartments. You have it go in between each compartment, 1 stitch down through the titura. The brewer in Sivkot and Reish Chav Ches writes, the reason for the 12 Tfiros is Neged Yud Bei Shifti Yisrael. It represents the 12 Shvatim of Klai Yisrael. Below Beinan Tfira Toch HaBayis. And we don't actually put the stitch through the Ketzitza, the Bayis itself, the box itself. Rach Samuch LaBayis, near the Bayis. Dishu footnote 255 explains this further, that we don't make any sort of a stitch through the bias itself, only through the titura. And he writes, this is as opposed to the opinion of the Ramami Pano, who says you actually do it through the ketzitza, through the box itself. Mr. Brewer continues and writes, Vein tofrin kitofri begodim bisfas habeged belishur. You don't do it like a tailor would normally sew, which is he puts the hem at the very end of the garment. Ela here, in this situation, mishayo min atitura chutz latzvira. When you put the stitches in, there's still titura, there's still some of the base that's beyond the stitches over here. Bitzorich sha'or habatim, and the hide of the batim itself should stretch over on the bottom side, milamato lefif, to cover up somewhat of the open space, and therefore, you yotze mikol abba ruchoseim, ach you magim tachas nikvi atvira. This way the stitches will go through the excess part of the or of the bias, and now the titura will be connected to the bias in this fashion. Dishu footnote 256 talks out that this is talking about where you don't use a single piece of leather, as we explained the chatrila, optimally one should. But if you have 2 pieces of leather, this is the preferred way to do this, to make sure that the titura is actually stitched to the bias in this fashion. Kadesh yitvor or habatim mikol tzadim atitura. This way make the bias on all of its sides connected to the titura where the excess part of the bias is or. Not like the sofrin who are mekatsrin or shalabatim, they cut off the hide of the batim, shina over holo tachas nikvi atvir, who don't stretch it all the way down to the bottom, and therefore it's not connected to the titur at all, it's just pressed against it, rakshima hatkin abayis besocha ruba shalatitur, it's just fit into the space, the opening of the titur where the bayis falls into, and the Baruch Shomer writes, shepasal kama tefillin machmazeh, many tefillin of tefillin are not kosher because this is not done, you're not really connecting the bayis to the titura, it's just physically adjacent to it. The excess hide of the batim has to be connected to the titura. And Sivkot Mreshchov test, Mishnah Brura adds, wrote Salomar, he explains, Shekol Tefiri Yemisuvevis Mishneit Stodin Panav Yochar, that the stitching goes through all the way around on the top and on the bottom of the titura, nimtza tofer b'shtei mechotin, and it's as if you're using over here 2 needles to go through and through into the titura from the top to the bottom and then back up from the bottom to the top. Achas yotzeis li'ochor v'achas dichneses litzad ponin. One goes down to the bottom and then one comes up from the bottom to the top. Now the Ramah adds, Hago, miyu, im lo osa rak yut tfiros opachos mizeh eno nifsol. If you didn't make 12, but you only made 10 stitching holes over here, that's also acceptable. He brings it down to the name of the Mordechai. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Reish Lamed adds, d'chein im lo havir chut ha-tfira eno ma'aki b'dievet. If you didn't pass this chut all the way through from the top to the bottom in every location, I believe that's what he's saying over here. It's not ma'ake b'dievin. And he points out, we had discussed this earlier, the opinion of the Taz, it's brought down over here in Sivkot and Reish Yud Zayin. The Halacha Brewer brings down that even if you have more than 12 or less than 12, it is not ma'ake b'dievin. The Mechaber continues and writes, V'yesh mi she'omer sh'yud beis tfiros elu yu b'chut echot. Dili, Mechaber writes that one string should be used to make all of these 12 tfiros, one sinu, and it should be a long sinu enough that you can make all of these 12 tfiros over here. The Mishnah Brewer in Sivkot and Reish Lamed Aleph adds, V'yem nivsak, if it breaks, yeshom diyochel akosho, you can retie it and connect it together. But others, he brings down in the name of the Bach and the Magen Avraham, say, V'yitlenu kulo misham, you should undo whatever stitching you've done, V'yachzo v'yitvo michodosh b'chot acher, then start anew with a long enough sinu, that you can do it all with one string. Shekivan shenivsak b'shas atfira, since it ripped during the time of the stitching, nikar shechut kolosh, it's obviously a weakened strand or sinu, but only the pasif ain't uklum. And therefore it's considered halachli if it's not there and it's nothing. However, if it didn't rip, it just wasn't long enough, then actually, you could actually tie another string to it, another sinu to it, I finished the stitching. That lechatrila, that's not the ideal way, because you should, as he says, yesh mi she'omer, you should use a single sinu, but if it wasn't breaking, it just was too short, then you could connect it to another one and tie it, and that would be good. He brings down in the name of the Prima Gadim as well, dim ein lo gidin acherim, if you have no other gidim except the shorter ones, you certainly can yesh lismo chasvar rishona, belikcher chut shenivsak, and you can even rely upon the first opinion that you can just retie it if it ripped. It's not lechatchila, but b'di'evit, if you have no choice, that's acceptable. The cholzeh nifsak b'emtza tfira, that's only if it ripped while you're actually sewing it up the first time. Aval, if it subsequently ripped after it was already sewn up, aval nifsak achar tfira, that's something that we'll learn more about in Siman Lamed Gimel, Amir Tzashem, in our upcoming shir. Finally, Si'if Nun Bey is the very last sif in this wonderful siman. Yachnis ha-ritzua toch ha-mavarta. You pass the strap, the ritzua of the tefillin, through the mavarta. That's what we explained was the extended part of the titura of the base that you pass the ritzua through. V'yaseh kesher, and then you make a knot on the shalrosh, kimin dalis, b'shalrosh, like looking like a letter dalid on the shalrosh. That's part of the shame of shakai, shin, dalid, yud. U'kimin yud, and you make it like a looking like a yud on the shalyad. And this is Lahashlim Osio Shakai to finish off the name of Shin Dalad Yud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Im Hashin Shebesharosh. And this is made with the Shin that's on the sides of the Shelrosh. You now have spelled out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. The Mishnah Brewer in Sifkot and Reish Lamed Beis writes, the Kesher Shel Tfilin Hu Halach L'Moshe Misinai. This is a Halach L'Moshe Misinai that you have these knots on the Tfilah Shelrosh and the Tfilah Shelyad. The Nira Shetzorich La'asos L'Shma, and therefore it must be made L'Shma. And he brings down in Dirshu footnote 258 that even the correcting of this kesher, tightening of this kesher, or any movement of this kesher should be done l'shem kedushas tefillin, and such is the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as the Shevet Halevi, who says at least if you think it b'di'evit, it would be kosher, and this is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Therefore, the Mishnah Brewer continues, v'lo yaseyu katan. He brings this down to the Prima Gadim. It should be by somebody who is a bar hachi, somebody who's capable of making the tefillin, not a katan. The Mishnah Brewer in Sivkot and Reish Lamed Gimel says it has to look like the letter Dalet for the Shorosh. There are different ways that it could look like a Dalet. He brings down the Eish Osin Kesher Kemem Stuma. There are those that make it look like a Mem Sofis. Shinira Kishnei Dalasin Mishnei Tzadim. It looks like a Dalet adjacent to a Dalet, and it's a square-looking knot. Raglo Shozeh Betzad Rosh Shozeh. Like the sides and legs of the Dalet adjacent to each other turns two Dalets into a square. He brings down the Sefer Tiferes Aryeh, who brings down for the name of the Sefer Tshuva Me'ava, the Hiskimimo Ledina, the Elu Osim Kesher Shodalis Muchuvon Yoser Ledina, those that make it looking like a Dalit are doing it more correct, not like the Mem Stuma. Dirshu footnote 259 goes into a long Arichos to actually explain the Mishnah Brua in a different way, saying that the preferable way, according to this Sefer, the Tshuva Me'ava, brought down by the Sefer Tiferes Aryeh, is actually saying that the Mem Stuma is the more preferred way. However, he brings down as well Harbi Poskim, including the Trumas Hadesh, the Morgan Avram, and the Keses HaSofer, who say to make the Kesher like an actual looking Dalet, the Pashtus of the Mishnah Brura that we just read, the Halacha Brura says, any way that one does it is perfectly fine, each person should follow his own custom. Mishnah Brura continues and says, Gam lo yase Kesher osa lishamit on aviyona. One shouldn't make a slip knot over here. And he brings down the Bir Halacha, that the Piskei Shuvah brings down in the name of the Balo Ito, the Mitzvah Shia Keshev Lo Aniva. You bedavka have to have a knot and not a slip knot, not a bow over here. Unfortunately, says new Sofrim today, try to make into a slip knot. He says this is not preferred. Kesher Kazel Lo Adif Mi Aniva, Kenir Li Parshut. One shouldn't do this. One of the purposes of doing this, so it's maybe easier to adjust if a different person wears this, this raises other questions that brought down in Dershu footnote 261, whether such a type of adjustable knot is actually kosher, and this has ramifications in terms of sharing one's tefillin with somebody else who is going to adjust the knot. B'dieved, one can do this. He brings down Minhag Olam Lahalka was there, but certainly there's a discussion over here from the Avnei Nezer that says it's not allowed to adjust the knot when you're sharing it from one person to another. That's not called the Kesher Shel Kayom. Mishnah Berurah then brings down the El Yeraba. A person once saw that after he took off his tefillin that his yud on his shel yad was not the knot was not in place, it had come untied. And he was taught by the El Yeraba, go put your tefillin back on, put the knot back on, the yud back on, and reread the kriyashma. The issue footnote 260 says this would only be in a situation where still zman kriyashma, otherwise you could put the tefillin back on and read any number of different psukim. The reason for this, the Mishnah Berurah says, is the Hamitzvah's Tefillin Kol Yom. And if you weren't Yotzei yet, you still have all day to be Yotzei, Ad Kan Lashono. This is the language of the El Yeraba. And he brings down the reasoning for this is the Lashitas Rashi, the Sirule De Yud, Halach L'Mosh Mi'Sinai. According to Rashi, who says that this Yud is Halach L'Mosh Mi'Sinai, Lo Yotzei Dayin De HaMitzvah. As we just said, you weren't yet Yotzei the Mitzvah, so now go retie the Yud and be Yotzei the Mitzvah properly. The Ramah concludes and he says, Hagav, Enoagim Lahavir Or Al Habayis Shal Yad L'Rochav Azra, Yerochbo K'Rochav Habayis. He says, nowadays in his time, they would put an extra piece of leather on top of the Shal Yad on its width. But the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Reish Lamed Daled says, the reason for this is Hatam, Lefisha Tfilin Shal Yad, Misimin Osam Tachas Abagadim. You wear your Shal Yad underneath your shirt or your sleeve, Umisnadnim Nifsadim Miskalkalin. It gets constantly moved around and it easily can be disrupted and ruined, and therefore they would cover it up. They would put another piece of leather over it to strengthen it so it shouldn't get ruined. However, he says, V'achsha Deilu Aratzos Lo Noagubazeh. He brings down the El Yeraba. He says, nowadays we don't do this. Many people do have the custom that they put some sort of a cover on top of the shoyad mistama to prevent exactly this rubbing out, wearing out of the shoyad. You can't do this for the sharosh, which must be visible to the external world. Then the Ramah says, "V'lo yasak sharm elali achash asar shin mitvilim." When you're doing this, you first make the shin of the bias of the sharosh, then you make the dalid, achakach yase adalid, and only after that, achakach hayud kiseder osios hashem, because it should be ideally formed in the same way that the letters are written, shin dalid yud, the shame of Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shakai. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Reish Lamed Hey concludes, "Rotzoloma kenocha lechachila." This is the ideal way to do this lechachila, to put the shin first, then the dalid, then the yud. The Yisrami Shuruta Rakesh Shorosh, if the Dalit happens to have been coming out, so now you have the Dalit not there, but you have the Shin and the Yud there, ain't Sorich Rak L'Sakno, you just fix the Dalit. The Lola Hatir Shoyad, you don't have to take off the Yud on the Shoyad and then fix the Dalit and then redo the Shoyud, the Shoyad's Yud. That concludes Simin Lamed Beis. I hope the enjoyable learning has been well understood. I hope I said it clearly. Yitzhak Hashem, we look forward to Simin Lamed Gimel tomorrow. This concludes today's Shir.